In all of the second date updates we've done, we've had people describe being left in various ways. Like somebody got cold and then wouldn't talk to them.
Yeah.
Somebody was just short and then left. Mm-hmm. We've never had anybody say that somebody left as if they needed to poop really badly. And that's what Katie says her date did. She described him as leaving so quickly it was like he had to poop real bad.
It's such a vivid description, though.
But
it
we
really
all
is.
Know. We all
yeah,
know what
exactly.
that looks
yep.
like.
They met on Tinder. They went out to a bar, went back to her place, played with her dog a little bit, and then that's when she said he got up as if he had to go to the bathroom and just took off, and she hasn't heard from him since. Katie, he might have had IBS. He could still be going. Are you ready to give him a call?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah. Are you nervous?
I wouldn't say nervous. I'm just a little confused.
Okay.
Well, okay. Let's call this guy and find out what happened, okay?
Okay.
And if it's really echoey, we know where he is.
Yeah. It's a very good point, Jubal.
Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, I was looking for Dennis.
Yeah? Who's this?
Dennis, how are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Okay.
You ever heard of the show before?
The show?
Yeah, the show. You ever heard of it?
Sounds like he's real familiar.
What's the show?
The show is called Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show. And one of our listeners actually emailed us about you.
What?
Yeah, that's why I'm calling today. They asked if we could get you on the phone and ask you a few questions.
What are you talking about?
We do a segment on our show. It's called The Second Date Update. So you recently went out on a date with somebody, and now you're not calling them back, so they asked us if we could talk to you and find out the reason. Have you been out on a lot of dates in the past couple weeks?
I mean, I've been on a couple.
Okay, have you been on any dates with a girl named Katie?
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
All right.
Yeah, you definitely remember Katie.
Yeah. Well, Katie is the one who wanted us to get you on the phone to find out why you're not calling her back.
Look, I'm not interested in seeing her again.
Yeah, she kind of figured that because you haven't been responding to any of her phone calls, but do you mind telling us why?
You gotta understand how confusing it'd be for a guy to come back to your place and then split with no reason at all.
Mm-hmm. Wait, how do you know that?
Oh, that's because we talked to Katie about your date. She said that you guys met on Tinder and then went to a bar, went back to her place to watch a movie, hung out with her and her dog, and then in the middle of it, this is how she described you leaving, okay? You can tell me if this is true or not. She said, you jumped up and left as if you had to poop real bad.
That's an understatement.
Whoa!
So you
really
did have to go to the bathroom?
I didn't have to go to the bathroom, no.
Oh,
but
oh.
I needed to get out of there.
Why'd you need to leave so bad?
I don't even really know how to describe it. It was probably the weirdest date of my life.
Whoa. That is a bold statement, sir.
It is a bold statement.
What was so weird about it?
Everything was normal in the beginning. We went on a date. She was cute. She was attractive, but I guess, like, looks hide the crazy. She invited me back to her place, and I was like, all right, you know, some things are going to happen. It's going to be a good night.
Yeah. She actually told us she was thinking the same thing, and that's why she was surprised you left.
Well, I was thinking that until a couple more events unfolded. We got to her place. We're watching a movie. It was nice. We were having like a couple extra drinks. And then I was just sitting there, her, this like tiny like rodent dog that she has, like ran in and like crawled on her and started being like super jumpy and crazy. I'm like, cool. Everyone has dogs. Everyone has pets.
Yeah.
And then
she told us about that. She said that you guys hung out and like her dog knows how to say, I love you, you know.
Yeah, that's what she did. Like she started saying like, do you want to hear my dog talk? And I was like, okay, because I'm not going to say no because I'm on a date and we're at her place.
Yeah, so you're pretty much saying yes to almost anything at this point.
Yeah, and then she's saying, like, my dog can say I love you. And I was like, okay, prove it. And then she was like, say I love you. And then the dog was making weird sounds that I guess sounded like words. Cool. Everyone has tricks with their dogs. It was fun. That's not crazy weird. And then the dog jumps down. And so the dog starts, like, humping my leg.
Okay. That also happens.
Yeah.
That'll happen. I'm willing to forgive it. But she kept being like, no. But that's all she was saying was no. Like, the dog wasn't stopping. She kept saying no.
So you were getting humped by the wrong thing.
Getting humped by the wrong thing in the room. So,
I mean, why is that so uncomfortable, though? A little teacup-sized dog is humping your leg?
I mean, we're not at the end of the story yet.
Okay.
So the dog was humping my leg, and then this is where it gets really, really bizarre. Like, this is where we reach the point of no return here. She moves her leg forward. Oh, my God, I can't believe this. And then she encourages the dog to hump her leg instead of mine.
What?
Yeah, it gets worse. So the dog starts kind of going to town on her leg.
Ew.
And she starts encouraging it.
What do you mean?
So the dog is like humping her leg, and she's like, good girl.
What?
That's a good girl. And I gave her this look, and she was like, oh, don't worry. Once she finishes, it'll be better.
In order to get the dog off of you, she offered up her leg instead and let the dog do its thing. Did it?
Yeah. In order to get the dog off of me, she let the dog get off on her.
No! Oh,
no!
Oh, my God!
How long did this take?
I'm freaking out at your story right now.
Keep in mind, the entire time this is happening, the movie was still going. Like, we're still supposed to be on this, like, date. And she says to me, she actually says, just keep watching the movie and don't pay attention to the dog.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, saying, like, come on. Good girl, yeah, that's it. And she's borderline, like, dirty-talking this dog.
That is so weird.
Well, she wanted the dog to finish so it stopped bugging you guys so you guys could start doing some work.
I'm sorry, but, like, first off, what dog understands the dirty-talk enough to, like, have that be something that helps it get there? And two, why is that a decision you would ever, like, why is that a training tool for you to have?
Oh, my God. What did you say to her? Did you say anything?
What am I supposed to say? I just, like, laser-eyed at the television and was just hoping this whole thing would end.
I just picture you sitting there with your hands at your side, trying to look at anything but her and the dog.
So then the dog, like, in, like, its final, like, weird heave of energy finishes. And I'm like heart is pounding, like I cannot, I'm freaking out. And then the dog jumps up on her lap and then like starts like licking her face. Like her and the dog were having like close coital relations.
Oh my God.
Like a moment. They were having a moment like the dog was, thank you so much.
It was like the dog was about to roll over and have a cigarette at this point.
Yeah. They were having a moment. They were having like, and I was clearly not supposed to be there.
Like, was it good for you?
And then she was like saying I love you afterwards, and the dog was making the weird I love you sound back to her.
Oh my God.
How'd you even make it that far? I would have been gone before that could happen.
Listen, I don't know why I stayed there or like even how long it took, but I felt like a deer in headlights and I couldn't even move. I just
That is such a strange, strange incident.
I hate to do this to you because you might feel like a deer in headlights again, but Katie is actually on the other line listening to this conversation and wants to talk to you.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah. Katie, are you there or have you hung up?
You know, you're overreacting, Dennis. Obviously, you guys aren't dog people, but...
Whoa, what kind of dog person are you?
I'm a really loves my dog. I'm sorry. You don't have dogs. Maybe you just don't get it. I don't know.
Wait. I'm sorry. Are you seriously, like, trying to justify what happened and what I had to go through?
Look, if I didn't let her finish, she would have been bugging us all night.
So you were doing Dennis a favor,
she's right.
Katie. No, be a normal dog person. Get a water bottle, squirt it, put it in a back bedroom. Make it stop.
Give your dog a stuffed animal.
My dog is like my kid, and I take care of my kid.
Okay. Yeah, you do.
That is also weird.
You got to make it weird?
I don't think we're the ones making it weird.
We're definitely not the ones making it weird.
Have you ever watched, like, The Dog Whisperer or any sort of, like, Animal Planet show? Nowhere will you see it encouraging a dog to hump your leg and then
You don't know my dog, okay? I'm not going to spray water or yell at my dog or kick her off me because it's inhumane, and I'm not going to be doing that to my baby.
You know what? Maybe that's it, Katie. You're a better dog owner than all of us. I don't personally own a dog, but any dog owner listening right now, I think that you're a better dog owner than they are.
No.
Dennis, I'd like to ask you this question, and I'm hoping you'll say yes. Please. Would you like to go out on a second date with Katie? I will pay for the date.
No. Thank you. I will actually retract everything I said.
Wow.
I do not want to see this guy again.
Oh.
Why? Just because he got weirded out because you let your dog hump your leg.
He's not the person I thought he was.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Sorry, Dennis. Maybe you don't know this, but as soon as she was finished, maybe you would have gotten some action, too.
Oh.
Katie, what's your dog's name?
Her name is Tuca.
Tuca. Dennis, you could have had Tuca sloppy seconds.
Oh, my God.